Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Of news I'm going to cover here in this hour. There's just so much to cover here, and I don't even know where to begin. We've got a bunch of video clips as well. And now Biden, who can't even really think, he doesn't really have a clue what's going on. He only sees what his associates in the White House show him. He is now the scapegoat for the vaccine mandates that are destroying the economy, have wrecked Southwest Airlines, and he doesn't even know any of this is going on. Who knows where he is or who he is or what he is or anything. But he's going to be the scapegoat, and he won't know any better because, again, he's just looking forward to Tapioca Pudding Day, which may be today for Joe. So, you know, he's got that to look forward to. But let's take a look at some of the action here in this short segment before I really start to delve into the rest of this news. There is so much grassroots organic activism happening that it used to be easy for me to cover it all, but now it's impossible to cover it all. You had a massive protest in Michigan at the state capitol yesterday demanding an audit of the 2020 election. By the way, in Georgia, a judge just rejected the election audit, but they won't even look at the evidence being presented. They just say, "Oh, we don't want to see this." You know, I wouldn't want to see, I guess, your state election being stolen right under your nose either. But Michigan, they're demanding it too, so there was huge turnout for that. And then again, it's just like there's so much I can't even believe I missed some of these massive stories. As there are some of the scenes from Michigan yesterday. I'd say probably at least 1,000 people out there. And then there's this. Oregon senators file legal action against CDC. Lawmakers seek federal investigation for manipulated COVID-19 death data collection. Now, this is from last month. I just never saw it. And then there is a headline from today. Oregon senators demand investigation into CDC, FDA's manipulation of COVID statistics, which we know they did. And then here is the official document release from the Oregon State Senate, Kim Thatcher and Dennis Linthicum, demanding a grand jury and an investigation into the fact that by design, the CDC and the FDA and anybody else involved were intentionally driving case numbers up so that I suppose they could eventually get to this point of where we're at today with the excuse for the vaccine mandates, which they deny are existing as they push that for them, but also there is no law on the books. So, yes, I understand I sound like I'm talking out of my rear end right now. But I am a newscaster in the clown world. So a lot of the times, that's how it's going to sound. I get it. None of this makes any sense. Well, you have a lying media. You have a lying group of politicians. You have censorship on the internet so you can't even see this information. But the Great Awakening has really just begun. And so it's really just a measurement of how far ahead of the curve is InfoWars, and what is the threshold of awakened Americans to shake this tyranny off of our back and then off of the planet's back? Because the awakening process is growing and growing every day. The activism from pro-America patriots is growing and growing every day. But I don't think it's going to be enough for at least a couple more years, quite frankly. So I do expect things to get worse. I expect that we're now seeing the global government medical tyranny. We're living through it right now. We're witnessing it right now. I do believe we will get to the point of the climate tyranny, and you're already seeing it in California where they're banning small gas-powered engines like lawnmowers and chainsaws. So that's the climate tyranny.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus that's back in stock. Also, X2, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, Down and Out Sleep Aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have Down and Out, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Nothing left for me to devour except this cup of coffee. And all this news, too. Yes, this is a InfoWars coffee mug. Yes, I am drinking the coffee from InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, I do suggest you try it out. Yes, I do insist you take advantage of the specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now so that I can still have a voice, so that I can still be on air. Because, as you know, I'm banned everywhere, much like anybody else here at InfoWars. But thanks to your financial support at InfoWarsStore.com, we've been able to build Band.video, and here we are, and here you are, bringing you the news like nobody else will. So take advantage. Only 4 days left, by the way. Only 4 days remaining. Only 4 days remaining on the emergency supply chain breakdown sale, where we have top-rated, top-selling supplements up to 50% off. And yes, there is the InfoWars coffee back in stock. That's good news. We have the coffee back in stock. So get a couple bags of that while it's in stock as well. Okay. Let me put off some of this COVID news and get to some of this other news right now, and then we'll come back to it. But this is... Okay, so... What's the backdrop here? Feds have been caught being involved in the January 6th provocateur acts of breaking into the Capitol. Feds were caught basically setting up the plot and setting up people in Michigan to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer. This has all come out. It's all well known now. And so that's what happens is when the corrupt establishment sees something developing that they don't like let's say Gretchen Whitmer's support waning, so then they move in feds to set people up with a kidnapping attempt to then give her sympathy points and make anybody scared to go against her. The feds ran the whole thing. They got caught. Same thing happened on January 6th. We don't have all the evidence that we have from the Michigan case, but we know there are unindicted co-conspirators that are obviously or assumed to be federal agents that haven't been arrested, haven't been visited by the feds, haven't had to spend months in jail like others have. Yes, January 6th defendants have spent more time in jail than a man that attempted to murder and shot people at his high school. He was in jail for less than 24 hours. I spent more time in jail for standing with a piece of tape on my mouth in the Capitol than a guy that shot three people at his high school spent in jail. What do you make of that? What do you make of that? But so now, what's the latest? Well, The federal government, with Merrick Garland, doesn't like parents being involved in raising their children. I know. Wild notion, right? That parents would want to be involved in raising their children, might want to know what's going on in the school system. Democrats don't like that. The federal government doesn't like that. They think they own your kids. They think that your kids are their kids. They're mad if they are even born. They try to snuff that out, but some of them get born. That angers them. So now that the left has labeled parents domestic terrorists, parents that go to school board meetings are now domestic terrorists. So now what does that mean? Well, no, we know our history. So that now means you have to be on the lookout if you're a parent doing school board activism. You have to be on the lookout for feds infiltrating and instigating. And it appears that this has already begun. As Mike Cernovich points out and shares this text, parents who are doing school board activism, beware. Bad actors are infiltrating your movement. This message has every red flag. Do not be fooled into getting involved in stuff like this. Pure evil. The bad guys are coming to set you up. And then here's what it says in the text. Fed alert going off. Hey, brother, are you able to provide the names and addresses of the school board members? Even if you can only get a list of the names, that would be enough, preferably middle names if you could. Looking to make them famous. I'm going to be organizing protests outside of their homes 24/7, nonstop, no mercy, strangle it in its crib. The only way to secure our child's future, I don't care. Those words were used by Nazis. It's a great slogan. Yeah. Fed. Isn't it sad? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so, look, there's going to be parents that aren't aware that this is going on. There's going to be gullible parents that fall for something like this, and one will make a bad statement or one will respond to a text like this, and they'll probably get arrested and go to jail, and then they'll say, oh, parents are no longer allowed at school boards. In fact, we're just ending school board meetings, and now Democrats just run every school board. So that's what the goal is here. That's how it's going to go. And, you know, you may think, hey, how could this be possible? Why would federal agents want to be involved in something like this? Well, there's two reasons. One, they're leftist activists, Democrat activists posing as agents. Two, they just don't know any better. Legitimately, they're just doing their job. They're just doing what they're told, and they want to be successful at their job. So they think, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to catch me some domestic terrorists, parents going to school board meetings. I'm going to set up some good old boys in Michigan with a plot to kidnap the governor, even though I did the whole thing. I'll set them up, and the FBI will look on me that I'm good, that I'm a good agent. So that's what's going on there. You've been warned. We've seen it. The pattern playing itself out once again. Now, were you aware, did you hear anything about the massive protests happening in D.C. right now? My guess is you didn't. They surrounded the White House. Did you know that? Marching around the Capitol. Did you know that? No major calls for enhanced security. They're not putting the fence back around the Capitol or the White House. Nope, the media is not even mentioning it. Climate protesters swarm White House, vandalize federal property, and warn Joe Biden if he doesn't act on climate change. So now they're on a five-day-long march in the streets and in D.C., and they're engaged in criminal behavior, and they're engaged in vandalizing, and no outcry from the media, no outcry from the Democrat Party, no calls for increased security, no fences going up. But when a couple hundred people showed up at an event a couple weeks ago called Justice for January 6th, the fences went up, the feds were out. The security measures were taken. It was the biggest story in the media. Oh, but now these actual violent protesters that are threatening violence and engaging in violence, well, that barely even is a blip on the radar. No calls for security, even though they have engaged in violent crime. There you go. Environmentalists block M25 again. Thank police for kind treatment. Well, yes, they're mentally ill people. They're mentally handicapped people. So the police are being kind to them and touching them with kid gloves because that's what you do for mentally ill people. You see somebody that has a serious mental condition at a grocery store, you know, knocking over a side table or, you know, grabbing a handful of candy bars or something. You understand, hey, you know what? They may not know better. I'm not going to get upset. That person has a mental disability. That's these leftist protesters. So the police show up. Yeah, you're committing crimes. You're stopping traffic. But you're mentally ill, so it's okay. I'm going to be nice to you. I'm going to give you a little leeway. That's the subconscious acceptance our society has taken the approach to on dealing with these leftists in the streets protesting. Here's your climate tyranny. I'm telling you, this is we're going to see it, folks. You've seen the medical tyranny. You're going to see the climate tyranny. It's not going away. California bans off-road gas engines, including lawnmowers and chainsaws. So there you go. The taste of the climate tyranny is coming to a town and a city near you. Columbus Day, or Indigenous Peoples Day, whatever you want to call it. Columbus monuments are coming down. This is the Washington Post. But he's still honored in 6,000 places across the U.S. Here's where. Oh, that's just putting a target on those statues to go be vandalized. Kind of like how the Washington Post told the Democrat Bernie Sanders supporter James Hutchinson, hey, there's a Republican baseball practice in D.C. and there's no security. Hint, hint, wink, wink. And then James Hutchinson tried to commit a mass murder and the media didn't even cover it. But by the way, do you know what group of Americans actually first stood against Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day? Do you know this? The KKK. That's right. The Democrats hated Columbus then, and they still hate Columbus to this day. I did a lot of research into this. The KKK was vehemently anti-Christopher Columbus. So they were then.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Huge breaking news that I'm going to be covering when it comes to COVID and the vaccines in the next two segments. And then I have powerful video and audio from an archbishop who's basically calling the Pope an agent of the New World Order. Wow. And then also from Rand Paul calling for peaceful resistance to this tyranny. So things are really getting serious, and it's just an odd thing to be light years ahead of this and just not even knowing how to backtrack to cover it properly. But that's where we're at. So let me do this. Let me pile drive through this COVID news. We'll get to the video clips. I got some other news, and then Jay Dyer takes over. But this story just went up on Infowars.com, and it's just a triple confirmation of what we've already known. And now we just have more data sets to back it up. And so the headline at Adon Salazar at Infowars.com, double vaccinated contracted COVID at higher rates than the unvaccinated, new UK data shows. But it's not just that. They admitted, they came out and admitted a month ago to get out ahead of this data, because here's the thing, they knew that the vaccines were not effective. They knew it months ago. And so they said, how can we get out ahead of the data proving the vaccines are not effective? So what do? They said, well, if you get vaccinated, you're more likely to catch COVID. You think, well, what does that do? That would hurt the purpose of the vaccine. They don't care. There is no purpose. There is no sales point. It's mandated. It's you're being held hostage to get the vaccine. So they don't care if they tell you it doesn't work. And now they're even saying that you could be double vaccinated and you still need to catch the virus in order to be immune. I'm not kidding. I covered that earlier. Well, how could you even catch it and be sick if you're immune? It doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense. It's not meant to make sense. You're a slave. The owner of you doesn't have to make sense. So all this data is out now, just totally proving the vaccines don't work. And then when you have Dr. Lena Nguyen, the Dr. Death from Planned Parenthood, who appears to be a Chinese communist agent on CNN, coming out and saying that now the vaccinated are a threat to the unvaccinated. This is the biggest proponent of vaccines and vaccine mandates you'll ever see on TV, Dr. Lena Nguyen, Dr. Baby Murder. And when she says that the vaccinated are a threat to the unvaccinated because they're going to spread disease to us, I mean, that should tell you everything you need to know. But again, you say, this doesn't make sense. Why would they be doing this? You're a slave. The slave master doesn't have to make sense. The slave master doesn't have to be honest with you. What do you think this is? So there you go. Just yet more evidence that the vaccines are neither safe or effective. Tens of thousands dying, over 17,000 dead from the COVID vaccine in America, hundreds of thousands around the planet. They want to force you to play Russian roulette. They want you to take a medical procedure that you do not need. And as I was explaining yesterday, it is a marketing campaign in that they want to fill the void. So they see that black people are the least vaccinated group, so they hire black rappers to do propaganda videos telling people to get the vaccine. Well, what's another group that is not vaccinated? Pregnant mothers. Well, so now they have to find a marketing campaign to get pregnant mothers to take the vaccine. This is so diabolical from NBC News, this headline. The COVID vaccine doesn't cause infertility. That's a lie. They don't even know that yet because they haven't done the studies, and they won't be releasing the studies on that exact thing. I believe it was till 2025. So they're doing the studies right now on the side effects of the vaccines when it comes to pregnant mothers or when it comes to fertility. Those studies are ongoing. You're the test subject right now. So when NBC News says the COVID vaccine doesn't cause infertility, that's a lie. They don't know that. The testing is being done right now, and the results will be released in 3 years, and I would bet you that it will prove that the COVID vaccine will cause infertility. But hey, if it kills you, I think that would be considered being infertile. I don't know. If you're dead, I don't think you can have babies. So does that count? So yeah, I will go ahead and say right here unequivocally that a COVID vaccine could make you infertile. So if you're dead, you're not having babies. 17,000 dead from the vaccine that we know of. But see, then the lie on top of it. The COVID vaccine doesn't cause infertility, but the disease might. Oh, the disease might. So they can't even say that the disease will, because it won't and it doesn't, but they say might. So this is how they're using propaganda and marketing strategies to push vaccines on pregnant people that don't want to take that risk. So this is just really sick stuff that they're engaged in. And just diabolical evil. This is why hell exists, for people like that. But what's another group? What is another group here that, because we have so many vaccines, Biden's already purchased billions of them. He said he purchased billions. He has no one to give them to. So that's why they're doing 3 and 4 boosters, just because they have all, they're sitting on all these vaccines that they purchased. They want to clear the warehouse so they can buy more, boost their stock, pay off their friends in big pharma. So, I think, where else can we, where can we push the COVID vaccine? Where can we move off some of these vaccines? What is a group that we can push these vaccines on that aren't taking it? Oh, I know! Zoo animals! What? Zoo animals! Louisiana zoo animals are now getting the COVID vaccine. What? A vaccine designed for humans? They're giving it to zoo animals. I mean, that's what I'm saying, man. It's just like, sometimes I'm just done. It's just so stupid. Like, I'm not a clown. Why am I in clown world? Why am I in clown college? A vaccine designed for humans, but they're giving it to animals. Again, they're just trying to clear the shelves of all the vaccines so that they can order the next round. That's all this is. And I have to move on. Shock report. They've done it again. CDC quietly updates COVID-19 numbers. Only 9,200 Americans died from COVID alone. Every other one had other underlying issues, or another way to put it. This week, the CDC quietly updated the COVID number to admit that only 6% of the 153,000 deaths recorded actually died from COVID. That's 9,200 deaths. The other 94% had 2 to 3 other serious illnesses, underlying conditions. The overwhelming majority were of advanced age. So all these stories, oh, deadliest pandemic ever, oh, there's so many people died, all lies. Just everything. Everything they've told you about COVID is a lie. And doctors are starting to figure that out, too. But here's another graph. I'll have that coming back. All of these different countries, Israel, Ireland, the Netherlands, everywhere, America, you see, okay, big outbreaks of cases, even whether the numbers were fudged or not, in 2020, and then they go down to almost nothing at the beginning of 2021, and then they introduce the vaccine, and in every country the cases go back up, and in some cases they go up to record levels, and they've even admitted now more people have died from COVID since the vaccine than before it. How is that possible? Well, one way it'd be possible, the vaccines are killing people. And we're only 2.5 months away now from 2021 being over. We'll know the death rate by the end of January 2022. And I'm telling you, there was no increase in the death rate in the year 2020. I will bet you there's a 1 or even 2% increase in death rate in the year 2021, and it will be directly.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week, from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply, because obviously the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the Global's plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products, That means some of them have been sold out more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price. We probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast. You get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Front lines of the information war. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, you want to hear something that, I don't know, I don't even know how to really put this, but definitely it was a kind of an eye-opener. Can you believe this? It was a year ago today that the mainstream media was covering up the Hunter Biden laptop story. That was a year ago today. Wow. That feels like yesterday. That really put things into perspective. A year ago today, the New York Post broke the story and released the Hunter Biden laptop images and everything. That was a year ago today. Does that not feel like it was just yesterday? Hard to believe that this is, that's a year ago. Oh, by the way, now they admit that the laptops were real. Yeah. Yep, they covered up during the election. Now they admit it's real. Yep, go figure. All right, let me continue down this news here where, yeah, I think I'm missing a set here, guys, but that's okay. Well, you guys, see if you can, as quickly as possible, print for me that thread I sent where they put the vaccines under the microscope and they put all the images up. I was supposed to cover it last night, and it just never got printed. But this is another doctor, an ICU doctor, letter to the FDA. I have the whole thing right here, by the way. ICU doc letter to FDA. I can no longer silently accept the serious harm being caused by the COVID-19 vaccines. My sincere hope reaction to this letter will not be to focus on me, but rather to focus on addressing the serious safety issues with these products. I work with a number of frontline workers that have seen these harms firsthand. They courageously worked through the pandemic, and some have already had COVID-19. Many have not received the vaccine, and these excellent healthcare workers plan to quit or be fired rather than be mandated to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, which they don't need. Again, that'd be like doing a amputating your leg for no good reason at all. It's a medical procedure that you don't need. You have natural immunity to COVID. You don't need the vaccine. They want you to take it anyway. Could be a death sentence. And so here is their letter that they released. And again, you know, these doctors and these nurses, they actually see all the people dying and having the vaccine side effects. So they know it more than anybody. That's why they don't want to take it. And so again, here is the letter from Dr. Peter Marks and Dr. Tom Shibanbukuro, the director out of the Food and Drug Administration and a COVID-19 vaccine task force out of the CDC. So this is the FDA and the CDC, two doctors saying, stop pushing the COVID-19 vaccine. It's killing people. Again, here's the letters. Doctor from the FDA, doctor from the CDC, can no longer sit silently by and not talk about the vaccine side effects. They're seeing it firsthand. And they write a huge letter warning America about it, and they don't even get any coverage because the mainstream media is all on board with the COVID-19 Great Reset. Except for Tucker Carlson. He seems to be the only one that wants to push back against it. One man. Everyone else is towing the party line, and the party is funded by Big Pharma. Now, I had another story, which I don't know what's happened to it. I've done like eight shows already this week, so I'm just so inundated I can't even keep my head on straight. But now New Scientists, is this another one? Oh, they've written two letters. I'm sorry, they've written two letters warning about the vaccine deadly side effects. But there's another group of doctors. So you already had the group of doctors in Germany put the vaccine under a microscope, and they just found incredible stuff. Like, literally, they don't even know what it is. They're like, what is this? What is that? What is this thing? Nobody knows. Hey, look, this thing's a growing. Hey, look, this thing appears to be alive. And now another group of doctors have put the vaccine ingredients or the vaccine juice under a microscope and found the same thing. They don't know what it is. They find all kinds of particulate, all kinds of contaminants, and they're like, what is this? I don't know. Never seen it before. Not natural. We don't know what it is. Kind of a big deal. Oh, but you know what the Democrats tell you. Just roll up your sleeve and take the infusion, you bigot. Just chop your leg off. Just get an amputation, you bigot. I've got a different idea. So I don't know where those stories went, but that's okay. Vaccine mandates are good for the economy, White House claims. Oh, really? Good for the economy. So crashing the economy is good for the economy. See, that's the newspeak. War is peace. Hate is love. Censorship is free speech. I mean, this is the newspeak of the New World Order of the Democrat Party. 1 + 1 = 3. War is peace. Crashing the economy is good for the economy. Don't you know anything? And the White House is also warning you that you're going to have mass shortages by Christmas. Food shortages, gas shortages. You won't be able to get toys, toilet paper, anything. But it's good for the economy, guys. I mean, imagine that. One side of their mouth one side of their mouth, they say, hey, crashing the economy is good for the economy. And then out of the other side of their mouth, they say, oh, by the way, you're going to have mass shortages by Christmas. Thank you, sir. And so here it is. Here is the document. Dr. John B. on Twitter, a microscopy analysis of the COVID vaccine. And again, it's the same thing that the German scientists found, which is particulate and contaminant that they've never seen before. And when looking at the list of ingredients, they cannot figure out what it is. And so I'll just read you the conclusion here, and they can scroll through the images and some of the other things. The Moderna COVID vaccine contains particles and objects of different sizes, shapes, and light refraction properties. Curved structures with a length of about 5 to 10, I don't know what a UM is or what a just tiny measurement, were only found in the Moderna and not the Pfizer sample. An open question is which objects are the ingredients of the vaccine and which are contaminants. The particles found do not match the size of mRNA lipid nanoparticles used in the vaccines. Further investigation about the ingredients and purity of the COVID vaccines are required. Oh, but they're mandated, and you are the experiment. You are the research. Maybe it'll kill you. Maybe you'll get saline. Who cares? Who knows? Shut up and take it, racist. And then Cheryl Atkinson has a really powerful thread. Crashing the economy is good for the economy, say the Democrats, as they warn you that everything's going to be gone by Christmas. You'll be paying $500 to fill your gas tank in the year 2022. Cheryl Atkinson has a big thread going on Twitter. It's very powerful. What shortages are you seeing in your area? And I was just reading through the hundreds of responses this morning, and it's just, it's incredible, folks. This is the real deal. This our country is under economic sabotage, and the White House hasn't waved the white flag. They've joined the team. They have joined the team. Like, imagine you're a football team, and you're a player on a football team, and you go out on the sidelines, and they're singing the national anthem, and then they finish, and half the team takes off your jersey and puts on the other team's jersey before the game starts. That's the Democrat Party. Ushering in total economic collapse of America because they hate you. So as Southwest is saying, oh, we're not for the vaccine mandates. We don't know anything about this. The guy, the head of Southwest is on the World Economic Forum. He knows exactly what's going on. They're just using Biden as a scapegoat for this disaster. Now Boeing tells all employees to get their COVID-19 shots by December 8th. And again, they're blaming Biden for that. Yet a federal judge has just blocked United Airlines from imposing vaccine mandates. So it's a give and take. Texas, you're not allowed to mandate vaccines via an executive order from the governor, but Southwest is still going to do it anyway. But it's all just legal battles happening right now. And nearly 4.3 million Americans at record pace quit their jobs in August. Nearly 900,000 from restaurants and hotels. That's why you go to hotels, you don't have hotel service anymore. Folks, it's not because of COVID. It's because nobody's working anymore. Record job quitters right now.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, 30 $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I've been on air for 6 hours today, and it's not enough time to cover all the news, but my voice is about to go out, and I'm about to just pass out like a vaccinated person on TV, like the Austrian parliamentary member or the nurse that gets the vaccine. I'm just going to fade and I'm just out. But no, I'm actually not vaccinated. Fully healthy, baby! Not vaccinated and fully healthy. How do you like that? Medical tyrants? You want me to die of COVID. I'm not gonna. Come give me COVID. I want your COVID. Come on. Bring me the COVID. I want the COVID. Yeah. I challenge all you that want to force me to get a vaccine. I'm not even kidding you. You have COVID. I will drink out of the same glass as 100 people with COVID right now. And I won't even get sick because I have natural immunity and I don't need your stupid death shot. Let's go. Come on. All you vaccine pushers, line up. All the vaccine pushers, all of you that have COVID, line up. I will share a cup of water with you, whatever you want. I will drink it right after you, just like Jesus went to be with the lepers and didn't get leprosy to show you didn't have to be afraid. Not comparing myself to Jesus, just using a biblical story here. But I will go ahead. I will take your COVID. Give me the COVID and watch me not get sick. Oh, that would just, wouldn't you just seethe? You're already seething because I'm healthy and I don't have the vaccine. You're already seething because I'm not dead. You're already seething because I'm not a slave. Now, watch me ingest COVID and still not get sick. Oh, then you'll really seethe. You'll just, Alex Jones coming up with a breaking report, by the way, in about 20 minutes. Stick around for that. Let me play for you a couple clips real quick. Here is an archbishop calling out the Pope as an agent of the communist, Satanist New World Order. This is incredible. Listen to this.
By Klaus Schwab,
in the family of international finance, find in Bergoglio not a neutral spectator, which would itself already be an unheard of thing, but actually a zealous cooperator who abuses his own moral authority in order to support a destra outside the church, the project of the dissolution of traditional society, while ad intra within the church he pursues the project of the demolition of the church in order to replace her with a philanthropic organization of Masonic inspiration. And it is scandalous. This applies to both, to civil and ecclesiastical world, confirming the pactum celeri, the criminal conspiracy between the deep state and the deep church. It seems to me that in this conspiracy the role of the Jesuit has been decisive. It is no coincidence that for the first time in history a religious of the Society of Jesus is seated on the throne of Peter.
So you're seeing a lot of archbishops and cardinals stand up against the communist pope that has been deemed a New World Order satanic operative, and now some other people lower level than the pope are starting to speak out against it. That's amazing. Now here's Rand Paul issuing a call for peaceful resistance to the COVID tyranny.
It's time for us to resist. They can't arrest all of us. They can't keep all of your kids home from school. They can't keep every government building closed, although I've got a long list of ones they might keep closed or might ought to keep closed. We don't have to accept the mandates, lockdowns, and harmful policies of the petty tyrants and bureaucrats. We can simply say no, not again. Nancy Pelosi, you will not arrest or stop me or anyone on my staff from doing our jobs. We have either had COVID, had the vaccine, or been offered the vaccine. We will make our own health choices. We will not show you a passport. We will not wear a mask. We will not be forced into random screenings and testings so you can continue your drunk with power reign over the Capitol. President Biden, we will not accept your agency's mandates or your reported moves towards a lockdown. No one should follow the CDC's anti-science mask mandates.
So this is great to see from Rand Paul, and I'm not sure the analogy here. Maybe it's like getting over the fear of riding a bike without training wheels or jumping off of a high dive or a cliff or something, and then once you've done it one time, you're good to go. You can do it any other time. That's what it's like speaking out against this tyranny. See, everybody has a level of self-censorship, a level of self-governance of their own speech. Sometimes it's for a good reason. Sometimes it's through intimidation. But once those barriers have been broken, the floodwaters come out and the dam is gone. And so I'm starting to see that with Rand Paul. That's a good sign. This trend is only going to continue. Once you've broken the dams of censoring yourself for either good reasons or fear, then it's just no holds barred. And thus, that's why we're here at InfoWars. Let me try to hit the rest of these news stories before Alex Jones comes back and Jay Dyer takes over in the final hour. A popular account on TikTok, this is part of the awakening, she was formerly a big feminist. Now she's anti-feminism. She makes this statement. She's all upset now because she's realized that the feminist movement is a government scam so that they can get the other half of the population working so they double the tax intake and raise your children by their standards. Well, that's about maybe a quarter of the picture, but starting to get it are the feminists, the liberals, realizing that they've been lied to. Father whose daughter was raped in girls' bathroom by skirt-wearing male students slams Merrick Garland for threatening parents. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry. And he's treated like a terrorist. Meanwhile, you shoot three people at a high school, you get released within 24 hours, and there's a welcoming home party. And the Democrats tried to cover up that rape because they wanted to put transgender individuals in the girls' bathroom. which is only going to lead to more rape. So how much rape needs to happen for the Democrats to be happy at the southern border? How much rape needs to happen in girls' bathrooms for the Democrats to be happy? I guess there's never enough rape. By the way, for the Democrats, if you're Bill Clinton or, you know, all of them, they love it so much, you know, pound me too. Okay, this is just hilarious. Guys, zap into the future, new male contraceptive testicle bath, zap sperm. And so this is going to be the new male birth control, I guess. I can't even deal with this. My guess is this probably won't even work. Who knows? Or maybe it'll have like some permanent damage that they're not telling you about. Male contraceptive testicle bath zaps sperm. Just, you know, I'll tell you, I could go a million different ways with this one. I'm just going to put it down. But, you know, it's just so funny. With all the options you have, so many you have to not get pregnant, so many forms of birth control or contraceptives or condoms or abstinence, and yet they just say, nope, abortion, that's it. It's kind of like with masks and vaccines, that's it. No natural immunity, no nothing else, no ivermectin, no. Masks and vaccines, no abortion. That's totalitarian ideologies right there. Testicle baths to zap your sperm. Yeah, that's not going to have any problems, I'm sure. Thomas Massey, one of the great ones. Twitter News is telling me that the hospital staff shortage and the supply chain issues have nothing to do with Joe Biden's policies. So basically, Jack from Twitter is trying to convince us that the economy is chanting, let's go Brandon, which is like the NBC girl when the crowd is clearly chanting F Joe Biden. And she goes, oh, listen, they're saying, let's go Brandon. And then here's the headlines he highlights. Backup of cargo ships at California's ports is due to pandemic related issues. Well, yeah, the government shutting down our country and economy. Yeah, it's not a virus doing it. It's the government. Nurses are fleeing hospital jobs because working conditions aren't safe. That's just a total lie. They're being fired, laid off, or quitting or resigning because of the vaccine mandate, and everybody knows it. And now the new Twitter phenomenon or TikTok phenomenon. Last year it was the nurses doing dance routine videos to prove how fake the pandemic was. Now they're going on vacations and they're bragging about how they're making more money than ever and they're able to just go on vacation all the time. Pretty amazing. You ever heard of organized retail crime? Think Democrats coming to a city near you. Walgreens closes 5 more San Francisco locations, citing organized retail crime. And I covered this morning. Yeah, this is footage out of Chicago, where mobs of white supremacists. No, I know they're black, but if it's something you don't like, you just call them white supremacists. Mobs of white supremacists are just engaging in mass organized retail crime, as it's being called. And don't forget, remember, Kamala Harris had child actors for her weird NASA video. I guess everything at NASA is fake. Are they all actors? And now YouTube is saying, oh, no, we picked the actors for the Kamala Harris video, not her. So what, YouTube is working with the Democrat Party and Obama to select actors for their videos? That's weird.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.